Hey everyone, we're here with the team to be most recently eliminated from The Amazing Race, Bailey and Anthony. I'm Emma.
I'm Evie.
And I'm Adam.
And welcome back to the Tar Pit Podcast.
So guys, tell us what went through your mind when you got to the pit stop and you were told you were the last to finish. What was racing through your mind at that point?
You know, it's sad to come to an end, but it was also...
We kind of saw it coming. Like, we were mentally prepared because, you know... I guess, you know, you guys saw the episode. We were behind. We knew what was coming. So getting to the mat, it weirdly kind of just flashes in front of you. Just like, even if it was short lived, just from the very beginning and the people you met, and like, it was honestly just, it was bittersweet. But like, I can't believe that we're still standing in front of Phil in this, you know, beautiful country, and he's eliminating us, you know, with my best buddy in the whole world. So it was still like such a cool experience either way. But yeah, it was sad to leave.
True. It's hard not to, yeah, like Bailey says, it's like your whole race life flashes before your eyes. You know, you kind of just, you take in everything almost at that moment. And I think me and Bailey both knew that I think it was our time by the time we were picking coffee beans. So I think we did have a little bit of time to mentally prepare to, by the time we saw Phil, you know.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I got to go back to real life now, dang it. Anthony kept eating the coffee beans. I didn't think he thought it was going to give him energy or something, but
he needed a boost.
What were some of the most challenging moments from the entire experience?
I think something that's, it's not like a specific thing, but I think all around is just the pressure you're under while you're competing and how it just makes it harder to think and harder to compete. And I don't know, for us at least, there's an added pressure that you don't see or feel, you know, when you're watching it. But I think that for me at least, I don't know how Bailey feels, but
yeah, sorry, my AirPods cut out there for a second, but I caught the tail end of that.
Where
were you going with that? I'm sorry.
What were some of your most challenging moments from the entire experience?
I think, I don't know what Anthony said, but I think definitely the end, just accepting defeat and kind of trying to smile through that. Cause I mean, like, we were having fun the whole time, but it's never fun knowing you're about to get eliminated. So,
yeah.
I mean, I think just kind of knowing that it was coming to an end was like the saddest part. The fact it had to end was the toughest part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can imagine.
It was like a nice vacation though.
So did you guys find out if you really did make Amazing Race history by switching detours so many times?
I think we were fact checked, weren't we?
Yeah, we were just talking with Shane and Juan, you know, the military boys. Mm-hmm. And they were telling us that actually one of the earlier seasons, and I don't know which one, so they were saying that someone maybe did it like 6 times.
Oh my goodness.
But again, you might have to fact check me on that. I'm not.
I don't know if that's
well
makes me feel
the detours, but we might have came close in the most recent years, I think.
I don't know if that makes me feel good, you know, that we didn't, or am I sad that we don't hold the record anymore? But
all we can do now is
no. I'm glad. I'm glad we didn't break it. Then that's fine. Yeah.
So can you walk us through the process of why you switched so many times?
Yeah, I think, you know, from the start, I think our game plan was, you know, we'll do like a physical or labor kind of a challenge compared to like more of a puzzle. So we thought that stacking the willies, just on paper, it sounded a little bit easier. But I think by the time we got there and saw all that was going on with that.
It was a lot more thinking than... Well, and I say thinking, but I mean like strategy and like you don't even see necessarily. Like there was layers to it that you couldn't even necessarily see off first glance. Like there was a lot. We were like, I think this is going to take way more time than cooking.
Yeah, but I think the further we got into it, the little more. I think we just realized, this is a lot more complex of a challenge than probably cooking that dish. So we were like, hey, let's go. Let's just, you know, let's cut our losses here and let's just go cook. I mean, we've all cooked before. How hard can it be? But as soon as we get there, it's funny. I say, how hard can it be? We read and
I guess everybody else did it, dude.
Yeah, I know. That's the irony. But the funny part is the whole thing's in Spanish. So we're like, wow. I mean, we were like, where do we even translate? What do we do? So I think we're like, well, we started the willies, and I think that's why we kind of...
I think we hit panic. Back. Like, in our brains, we were trying to play it cool, but like, we immediately hit, like, panic mode. We're like, okay, I can't even... Like, I mean, like, yeah, all the ingredients were, like, in Spanish or had Spanish names, and we're like, I don't know. Obviously, like I said, the other teams, they all managed to figure it out and, you know, translate it. But for us, I think we were just like, okay, we know what the willies are about now. Maybe that'll be faster. Cause, you know, like rice takes like 10, you know, 15 minutes. Like, there was a couple parts I was like, maybe if we just power through it, we're not going to have to wait on the actual like time it would take to cook. And obviously they were all bad decisions and we just finally stuck with something and it wasn't half as bad as we thought it would be. And that was like the hardest part about watching it back too. We were like, are you kidding me? Like, we were laughing. I know. But
even answering these, you know, after watching it, I'm like, wow, I wouldn't have done that now. But, you know, of course, that's hindsight. So I think, you know, like I'm saying, if we get another chance, we won't switch that many times. How about that?
Yeah, we learned our lesson.
Yeah.
Well, not having been there, but as a viewer, when we saw the willies, we thought, oh my gosh, that is so, like you said, it's so layered. Like, how do you even see what's in the center of that to know how to load this up? It did look very crazy. It looked like a real life Tetris game.
Yeah. Yeah. And you actually had to go over, you know, and you had to like try to remember a few things at a time. And you go over to where all the stuff is and grab a couple things that you can remember and try to put it in the right spot. But, and you know, it was raining off and on. We were just kind of all over the place trying to do that.
I think something we like need to work on for sure is like, I just felt like under pressure, like the race was on. We kind of just, there's obviously points you guys could see, like we just kind of like hit a little switch and we kind of went from just action instead of like thinking before you do, like, or thinking out everything. There was moments where I was like, wow, we should have definitely kind of just discussed more, had more conversations about things before just going into it.
Well, I think it's like, you know, we shouldn't have been so indecisive. I think we should have picked something and just stuck with it. I think, you know, going back and forth for the most time. So I think, yeah, I think it was maybe our indecisiveness, definitely our indecisiveness that really right there. So,
yeah, for sure.
Was there anything that didn't make it to the show that you guys wish would have?
I think we said a lot more stupid stuff, but I don't know. I, like Bailey was saying, I do remember eating coffee beans. I didn't see that on there.
You know, it's funny for the poll scene. He actually like in the first episode, remember when he thought he'd like climb up it? Funny thing is like he actually started to climb it. And I was like, dude, like, there's no way. And, like, production actually had to come in and be like, dude, like, get down from that pole. Like, because, you know, the guys that were hanging up, like, they were waving him on to do it. He was like, oh, like, let's do it, you know? He started climbing up, and it was really funny. They actually downplayed a little bit, which was
– Well, yeah, I think I was asking if I could come up, and they were smiling and nodding. And I was like, I think that's, like, yeah, that's
– I don't think they understood what he was asking. They were just like, yeah, like, you know, laughing and just waving him on, and he just went for it. It was pretty funny.
That's too funny. So aside from the detour, the last detour that you guys did, is there anything else that you would change or do differently? And it doesn't have to be a bad thing, right? It's not reflecting on something you'd do differently in a bad way. It could be something like, I wish I would have enjoyed X, Y, and Z more, or something like that.
Like, I guess, kind of we were saying earlier, I wish we just stuck with our gut a little more, you know? After we switched the first time, I wish we just stayed, you know, in the cooking station. And I think terms of enjoying it, I think we had a blast, so.
Yeah, I can't say there's any moment where we just did not fully enjoy every second of it, but maybe I think we enjoyed it too much. Like, there's probably moments where we should have, like, snapped out of, you know, oh, this is really fun to... Hey, we're in a race, you know.
No. That's why we loved you guys. That's what made you guys so special. Wouldn't change a thing with that. We love it. And I know that it's very easy, I think, for people in on Facebook and on Instagram to comment on how they would have done things, but I think it's one of those things like you don't know until you're in it. And I can only imagine the pressure and the rain and just everything adding up, and you just kind of, like you said, go into panic mode. I think it's totally understandable.
No, I appreciate that. I mean, even like when we were training for it, I was watching back and I was like, okay, this is easy. I just don't have to do this and this. And I, you know, I did the same thing, and then you're there and I'm like, wow, well, that's all out the window. You know, this is like my amazing race, and it doesn't translate to anything else that I've seen before, you know?
Yeah, like you were saying, it's your own journey, your own race, and it's unique to everyone, you know? So it's, I don't know.
Yeah, I appreciate the kind words, for real. Thank you, guys.
No, of course.
Of course, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
What teams did you think were a powerhouse to you when you were racing?
Oh, wow. I mean, Cesar and Ricky, obviously. Rod and Leticia, they were so strong.
With Amber and Vinny, they're smart. They're determined.
Yeah. I've never met anyone like Amber and Vinny. They're just so... I don't know. They're so great at what they do, and anything they apply themselves to, they're intense, and again, in a great way. They're intense.
You know,
in a great way.
Busy and Sunny, they were super athletic. Like, even on the stairs, they crushed it. They weren't tired. Like, they're in crazy shape. I felt embarrassed, actually. I was wheezing, I was hot, and I was sweaty, and they were ready to, like, run circles around us. So,
obviously, the boys, too, Shane and Juan.
Yeah, Shane and Juan.
Very strong team.
I don't want to forget anybody. There was
Melissa and Yvonne.
Derek and Shalissa, they were obviously, they've been killing it up to this point. And, you know, they are seriously the funniest, like, you wouldn't even think it, but they are probably, like, the funniest people on the whole cast, like, low-key, though. Like, Derek is so funny. He makes me, like, crack up. You wouldn't even, like, really think that, but he is so funny. And so is Shalissa.
They were super nice when we got to meet them. And the three of us, when we were watching, we have been so impressed with their performance. I mean, to think that they're grandparents and they are plowing through on the stuff.
It didn't even look like, from what I was seeing, obviously they were so far ahead of us, I didn't even like get to really see them in action. But watching it back, it seemed like they were just coasting on through. Like, they weren't really running too hard, or like they were straight paced, just killing it. So.
Yeah, they are crushing it, for sure.
So, is there anything else that you want people to know about the Amazing Race?
I think that if it is something you think you want to do, you should go out and try it and do it, because it was such a cool experience, and Phil's just as nice as he seems, and it was just like, you'll make lifelong friends and memories. Yeah, go ahead, Ann, I'm sorry.
No, to say, the Amazing Race is just like a family. I mean, I had an idea that, you know, that people had done it before, were close, maybe talked, but I didn't realize, like, this really is like, it's like a whole Amazing Race family, and everyone's so involved and, you know, reaches out and supports.
And so supportive. Everyone's super supportive of each other.
Yeah, everyone is. So that was a huge surprise to me. I mean, it's just awesome to be a part of that. And,
you know, the internet can be like a crazy place, and people, you know, say something, and everyone just comes around and is so supportive, and like, it's awesome, honestly.
Nice. Very cool.
So what's next for you all? Can you remind our listeners of how they can keep up with you on social media also?
Yeah.
What's next for us? Yeah, go ahead, Ant.
No, that's all I was going to say. We're both on Instagram. Really, that's where we're at. But go ahead.
Yeah, what's next for us? That's a really good question. We're still trying to figure out this crazy life thing, but we got some stuff on the way, I think.
we're full of ideas, so just stay tuned.
Nice. Now, you guys do some kind of like renovation or construction thing, right?
We've been doing that for a little bit. It's Smith Twin Renovations on Instagram. And right now, honestly, with the show that's been going on and stuff, it's been dead. It's been slow, but we're getting back into that immediately too. So. Okay. Some stuff we've been working on, keeping ourselves busy.
We have a few things coming on. So,
and that's in Florida, right? Or what area of Florida?
Yes.
It's Clearwater, right outside of Tampa Bay area.
Okay, so any listeners, and we do have listeners in that area, so if they're listening and they want to give you guys a shout out on Instagram for some work that needs to be done at their home, they'll look you guys up.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Awesome. Sorry, nice. Sorry we didn't make it further to represent you guys better, but we had a blast, so.
Yeah, we had a great time.
No, we loved enjoying you guys, and we really appreciate you guys taking time. We know that you're pulled in several directions this past week. Go ahead, Amy.
Now we're going to lose our funny guys.
Yeah, I know. We enjoyed watching you guys so much.
You guys ever get bored and want to chat again, we're always down to, you know, hop on here. So
nice.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
We may do that.
Maybe
actually.
This is the beginning of my stand-up career. I'm just kidding.
Well, thank you guys.
You don't want to listen to him that much.
Thank you guys. We want to thank you for your time. We know you're pulled, like we said, in many directions this week. And we hope you guys are able to take advantage of the spotlight. Take advantage of it. Figure out a way to make a few bucks from it. You guys deserve it. You guys deserve it.
Thank you so much, guys. Seriously, it's been so cool to talk to all of you. And I think you guys got a future in this. Seriously, you guys are killing it. So I appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Of course. And we may call on you, actually, to get some opinions as the season goes on and what you think on your thoughts. Seriously, yeah, that would be fun. That would be fun.
We'll be around.
Cool. Right. Well, have a great week, you guys. And again, enjoy the spotlight and take advantage of it.
Thank you so much. Just have a good night.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.